The next patient is Deborah McGee. The last name is M-C-G-E-E. Deborah, this is the clinical case of a 68-year-old white female that has a history of chronic kidney disease stage 3 that is followed here in the practice. The latest laboratory workup that was done on September the 20th the serum creatinine is 1.4, the estimated EFR is 40 mL per minute, the fasting blood sugar 110, the potassium is 4.7 and the CO2 is 28, calcium is with a normal limit, liver function tests are normal. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 68 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is with a normal range. Number two, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been treated with oral hypoglycemics. The hemoglobin A1C is reported 6.7%. Following number, this patient has a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation in the past. She was re-evaluated and they decided to put a permanent pacemaker. That was a couple of years ago when she was living in Palm, P-A-L-M, Bay, B-A-Y. The patient is without atrial fibrillation at the present time, however, since she had the six sinus syndrome, the pacemaker is pacing and she has a cardiology follow-up. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is way out of control. I am not sure of the medications that the patient takes. Today the blood pressure is 189 over 99. The recommendations given at this point are not low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, continue with the administration of hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams daily on daily basis, record the body weight, record the blood pressure, and bring it next week with the medications list in order to be able to adjust the medications accordingly. Following number, obesity, the patient has a BMI that is 38.6. The recommendations regarding the diet were given. She's supposed to avoid the industrial production of food, canned food, and focus on a plant-based diet. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 6 minutes review in the lab, 20 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.